Yeah, just keep talking because, you know, some little asshole punk son of a bitch named Alex is, you know, doing this shit with my phone.
Yeah, I know. I got a recording of it.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, and I'm sure, I'm really quite sure, okay? I mean, I'm really quite sure right now, at this point in time, that the little punk motherfucker is listening in on this conversation, and I'm going to tell you what, Alex. Listen to me, brother. I told you that I'd back off, but don't you ever pull any more fucking shit on me.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for December 15th, 2015. And today's show is sponsored by Buster C, who is a longtime Patreon supporter at patreon.com/foamlosers. Today, I think I'm just going to work on Apocalypse's list of apartments that I did in the last show. You know, there was a bunch that didn't answer, so I'm going to give those a try again and see if they pick up this time. And he sent me some more apartment lists, so I don't know, maybe I'll just continue on to those, or maybe I'll stop and do something new. Who knows? We're about to find out. This is a pre-recorded show. This is not a live show because I'm too lazy to set up all the live stuff on the stream today. But before we get started with that, I'm going to play a quick news report. This was submitted by someone named Jacob, and I'm not really sure what to make of it. I don't understand what's going on exactly.
A holiday time social media scare is back. Last January, police responded to reports of notes being left on cars in the West Acres Mall parking lot. In a Facebook post, a victim claimed the note said something about damage being done to her car. When she got out of her car to check on it, someone attempted to abduct her. WDAY 6 reporter Drew Trafton joins us now.
They stole my idea, the motherfuckers.
Want to tell us why it's all bunk.
At the time the post first surfaced...
Yeah, I don't know. It goes on and on, and it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's apparently just some sort of Facebook prank, like people aren't really getting abducted when people leave notes in their cars, because that wouldn't make any sense, really. I mean, if you want to abduct someone, you don't need a note on their car to do it. And I read the news report, I mean, I watched the news report, I read the entire article, and I still don't understand what's happening, really. Like, are there really notes on cars? I think there are notes on cars. And I'd like to think they're just talking about last year's Ding-cember, but I really doubt that. I think this is something completely different. In fact, why am I even talking about this? I blame Jacob for this one, because I really don't understand this story. But I will put a link to it in the show notes in case you guys want to try to watch it and decrypt what's happening to me. It'll be in the show notes on phonelosers.org. Anyway, who cares about stupid news stories? Let's just get started with the prank calls. I'm going to start doing this list, and we'll see what happens with these today.
Thanks for calling Alpha Gateway. This is Stacy. How can I help you today?
Hey, Stacy. I'm a tenant here.
All right. How can I help you?
I just needed to ask a question because I was installing a fireplace in the living room. And
you're installing the fireplace. Okay.
Yeah, for Christmas. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And when I was knocking out the wall, and when I got up near the top of the wall, the whole ceiling just kind of caved in. I guess it was a supporting wall.
Are you at Isles of Gateway Apartments?
Yes.
Okay. What's your apartment number?
720.
So I need to send somebody over, right?
Well, I don't know. Not necessarily. Do you have a ladder so I could get on the roof? So I can finish this fireplace. I'm going to put a chimney that comes out onto the roof. Is there a ladder?
I am sorry. I'm a little confused. I want to make sure that you are renting an apartment at Alza Gateway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and you're installing fireplace decorations, or?
No, it's a fireplace. It's made out of brick and a mortar. Really nice, like marble. You know, the mantle and everything.
Gotcha. So you're saying you knocked out some drywall to install it?
Well, I knocked out the whole wall, like the studs and everything behind and the insulation. I had to move some electrical outlets over because they were in the way.
Is this a joke?
No. But anyway, when the ceiling just kind of, I'm not saying it caved in, but, you know, came down about 2 feet.
Okay. I'm going to have to send my service manager over to assist you.
I'm kind of busy with all this stuff. I want to try and get done.
I understand, but with all due respect, we don't allow structural changes to our property. And if you're doing something at that level, we needed to have some permission, you know, or some to do that. And I certainly don't have the ability to loan you a ladder because that's a liability, and to get you up on the roof.
Okay.
It's just not an option.
Well, I can probably just cut a hole through the roof from the inside and climb up out that way as I build the chimney up higher.
Yeah, that's not an option. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it'll work because it's kind of a wider chimney, like so Santa Claus can get through.
Okay, then this is totally a joke. Who is this?
No, it's not a joke. I don't believe in Santa Claus. I'm not stupid. It's for my daughter.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy, okay. And you're in apartment 720?
Yes.
Okay, we don't have that apartment number here, so I have a feeling you might have the wrong...
No, says you do. Is it 720 or is it like 711, like last time?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to help you. Is there a phone number that I can call you back at and I can look into this for you?
No, I don't really need to call back. I'll just finish up what I'm doing. I'm definitely here at the apartments, though, at the Isles of Gateway.
Yeah. And you're honestly telling me that you cut out a wall and you're installing a chimney on our property without permission?
It's going to make the property more valuable. You'll be able to rent it for more when I move out.
What's your last name?
Sherbell.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have you as a resident here either. I'm sorry. I would like to be able to call you back and see if I can look this up for you. May I have a phone number for you?
Oh, just call what's on your caller ID. It's fine. All right, well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Whoa. Damn it, Apocalypse, giving me fake apartment numbers again. I mean, come on, if you don't know the apartment number, just don't put one down. You don't have to make things up. God.
Good afternoon, Rainbow Village.
Hello, I have a question. I'm a tenant here at Rainbow Village.
Uh-huh.
And I just had a problem with the ceiling caving in because I knocked a wall out because I was putting a fireplace in. And I just wanted to know, I don't know, is that going to be a problem? Because if I could borrow a ladder to get on the roof, I could probably reinforce it with the chimney that I'm building.
Okay, what are you doing?
Oh, I removed a wall so I could put a fireplace in.
And you're a tenant here?
Yeah, I'm in apartment 237.
Okay, so you removed a wall to put a chimney in?
Well, just part of a wall, and I had to move some electrical outlets and a light switch out of the way to do it. It's almost done.
Okay.
It's just the ceiling kind of started falling down after I took the wall out, the part
right.
of the wall.
What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
Okay, and you're a tenant for Rainbow Village Apartments?
Yep, that's it.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hold for a moment?
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, sir?
Hello.
Hi. Can you come down to the leasing office to explain your situation?
Well, I can't really get out right now because I have all the bricks stacked up near the front door. I can't really open the door right now.
Okay. Well, when you can do that, I suggest that you do that immediately, okay?
Well, it'll probably be tomorrow. But
okay.
Is there any way I could borrow a ladder tomorrow?
No, we don't lend out our tools.
Okay, well, it's not a tool. It's just a ladder.
Okay, we don't lend out our belongings.
Okay, well, I need to get up on the roof. So I'll have to figure out another way to get on the roof to finish the chimney, because the chimney has to go all the way up.
Okay, you said you're in 237?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, the I'm having some problems with the power, because I moved the electrical outlet kind of over a few feet.
Right. Who is the head of household in this unit?
I am.
Okay. Not according to our records. So I believe you may have the wrong number.
I don't have the wrong... I'm at Rainbow Village on 134th Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Like I said, when you have a moment, can you come down to the leasing office?
Well, you don't have to be such a bitch about it. I'm just trying to...
Thank you. Have a great day.
Ma'am, come on. Jeez, I'm definitely giving her low Yelp stars, like 2 stars or something. It's going to be the kind of review she gets.
Good afternoon, Norton Apartments. May I help you?
Hello. I have a question. I'm a tenant here at Norton Apartments. And I was knocking out one of the walls because I'm putting in a fireplace. And it's caused kind of a problem with the electrical because when I was sawing through the wall, I sawed through some electrical wires. So now I can't...
Say that again? You're a resident where?
I'm a resident here at the apartments. Apartment 60...
At Norton Apartment?
Yeah, 604.
604, okay. And you would... What were you doing?
I'm installing a fireplace for Christmas, so we have a place to hang our stockings. And when I was sawing through the wall, I sawed through a few electrical, you know, wires and stuff.
Okay, well, you know you can't saw... You can't saw through a wall. You know that, right?
Well, now I know that, because I didn't think there'd be wires back there.
Well, you can't saw through a wall anyway, so...
Well, no, I can. It worked. I got the walls. The wall is down, and I've started putting the fireplace up already. I'm building the bricks, you know, up.
Okay, I'm confused because you say you live at Norton Apartments.
Yeah.
Who's the head of household?
That's me.
And your name is?
My name is Roy.
Roy. Roy, I think you got the wrong place.
No, it's SMLK Junior Avenue.
What's your last name?
Gerbel. I wouldn't be on the lease. No. I just sleep on the couch.
Well,
but anyway,
so
I was, what?
You say you live in unit 604?
Yes.
I have a Tiffany Jackson that lives in unit 604.
Yeah, Tiffany's my sister.
Okay. So you are aware that you cannot make any holes in the wall at all, right?
Well, no, because this is going to improve the value of the apartment.
No.
It's going to make it better.
You can be terminated for putting a hole in the wall.
Terminated? Like killed?
Making alterations to a unit without permission?
Did you just threaten my life?
No, I'm saying you can be terminated. If you say you took down a wall to put... up a fireplace,
you can't do that.
That's alteration.
You can't threaten me like that.
Sir?
Yeah.
I'm going to give this to the maintenance supervisor so he can come out and take a look at it, because you cannot take a down a wall.
I'm not letting anyone in, because you're saying you're going to terminate me. So
I'm going to give this to the maintenance supervisor.
Do I need to call the police or something for protection?
Well, if that's what you want to do.
Well, you're the one saying you're going to kill me.
No one said they were going to kill you.
What do you think terminate means?
Terminate your lease?
Oh, you didn't say lease. You said I can be terminated, as in end me. You're making threats. I think you're making thinly veiled threats.
Okay, so you know what? This conversation, I'm just going to stop the conversation.
Oh, what? Because I called you out on threatening my life?
I'm going to have the maintenance supervisor to handle this, okay?
You have a
great day.
I'm not letting him in. Holy shit, that was scary. I'm going to call her back.
Thank you for calling Norton Apartments.
And now she's not picking up. But because she's angry because she threatened my life? Is that what it is? Whatever. What the hell, man?
Thank you for calling the Bentley. This is Allie. Can I help you?
Hey, Allie. I'm a tenant here. And I just have a question.
Okay.
I was installing a fireplace in the living room, and I think some of the electrical's messed up now, because I was sawing through the wall, and there were some electrical lines back there. And I don't know how to do electrical. I'm in 48.
We don't have a 48.
148?
We don't have a 148.
132?
What's your address?
3320 Haviland Court.
That's the address of the clubhouse.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in building 2.
Building 2. Okay, who's your owner?
My owner? I'm not a slave. What the hell? This is 2015.
Who owns your unit?
That's personal. What the hell, ma'am?
Okay, well, then maybe I'm not going to
sit here and talk about my unit with you. Who the hell are you?
Listen, if you need help, I can help you, but not if you're going to mess with me.
I feel like I'm the one being messed with.
Maybe you should call an electrician. You have a good day.
Okay, well, I'm going to just put a... Damn it. That one was all Apocalypse's fault. I mean, not his fault, but it says in the description here, he says he can't see the apartment numbers on doors, but some of the parking spots are numbered, so he took parking spot number 48 and thought that might be an apartment number. God, what a dummy Apocalypse is. Can't stand that guy. At least people are answering this time. These are all left over from last time.
Thank you for calling Sandpiper Village Apartments. You have reached the office when we're away from the desk.
And, of course, as soon as I say that, this one doesn't answer. And no answer on this one either. This is the one that had that really weird answering machine system that allowed me to program it. I was kind of hoping I could play around with that today, but no. It's not going to even pick up today. Someone told me this was an elevator. Let me try it one more time. Nope, it's just not picking up today. That's weird. I wonder why it picked up the other day when I did a show, but not today. That sucks. I'll hold on to it. Maybe I can try it at night or something and play around with it. I guess that's the end of the list from the show the other day. But Apocalypse sent me more lists, like two more lists. And he says, "Hey, Brad, I am really glad the lists are working out so far. I heard that I occasionally get the apartment number wrong, even though I look directly at apartment numbers on the buildings. I call bullshit on managers who claim they don't have that apartment number. Don't fall for their evil trickery. I have used numbered parking spaces, assuming they are apartment numbers, but I'll stop using those in the future because I hear sometimes parking spots don't match the unit numbers for some dumbass reason. Anyway, I decided to troll around for apartments in Texas, because only steers and queers live in Texas, and you can tell them Apocalypse said that." And he says, "Cactus, cactus." So I guess I'm going to call a bunch of Texas numbers now.
"We're calling Rosemont University Park. This is Tara Crock. Can I help you?"
"Hi there. I'm a tenant here at this apartments."
"Okay, how can I help you?"
"And, well, I just have a problem. I was trying to install a fireplace. And part of the ceiling caved in, and some of the electrical isn't working anymore because I sawed through the electrical because it was behind the wall. I didn't know there were electrical lines behind the wall."
"What apartment are you in?"
3313.
3313 A or B?
A.
"Who am I speaking with?"
"My name is Roy."
"Hold on, let's see."
"Yeah, but my question is, I was just wondering if I could borrow a ladder. Because I need to get on the roof
soon." "Okay, you said you're installing
a fireplace? Yeah, a fireplace with a chimney. It's a really big chimney. Like really
wide."
"You
live out at the Rosemont? You live at the Rosemont University Park?"
"Yeah, that's correct."
"Okay, hold on for me."
"Okay. I just got laughed at. What the hell?"
"This is Don. How can I help you?"
"Hey, Don. I don't know. I was on hold with someone. Did I get transferred or something?"
"Well, she said that you had stated you installed a fireplace."
"Well, I'm installing a fireplace. It's about halfway done. But as I got up toward the ceiling and knocked out the wall around the ceiling, some of the ceiling caved in. But
okay, what apartment are you in?"
3313. "But it shouldn't be a problem because I'm going to put a chimney in next, like that goes out under the roof."
"Well, I think you have the wrong number."
"Why do you think that?"
"Because we don't have an apartment 3313.
"Well, it's like building 3. Is that the apartment number? I don't know how those work. I use a P.O. box. There's a 102 on the building."
"Okay, who am I speaking with?"
"My name is Roy, and I'm here at the Rosemont."
"And your last name, Roy?"
"Gerbel."
"Okay. We don't allow that."
"Allow what? Christmas?"
"For you to install a chimney."
"Oh, well, it's almost done, and it's going to make the apartments more valuable."
"Well, you're not allowed to do that."
"Okay, well, it's...
Is this a joke?"
"No, of course not. It's done. It's more or less done."
"Okay, well, I don't believe you."
"You don't believe me?"
"No, I do not believe you, because you're not allowed to do that."
Oh, okay. So anything that's not allowed, you just don't believe? Is that your way of dealing with things?
Well, because you don't have the right apartment number, and I don't have anybody by that name that lives here.
Well, I'm not on the lease, because I just stay on the couch.
Okay, well then who's on the lease?
Probably Chad.
Okay, we don't have anybody by that name.
Well,
go outside and look at your door and tell me what apartment you're in.
I can't open the door right now because the ceiling caved in and it made the door buckle. So it's kind of stuck. But I think once...
Okay, well, I need to know what apartment you're in so that we can take care of this matter.
Once I finish the chimney, it should be fine. I think that'll strengthen everything. Because I'll be able to hook the...
Okay, so what do you need from me?
I had to cut through the joists in the ceiling and those kind of fell down. But I think I hook them up to the chimney, that'll make everything fine.
Okay, we don't have chimneys here, though.
I'm installing chimney, ma'am.
Okay. I need to know what apartment you're in so that we can go over there and assess the situation.
Well, I thought it was 3313, but apparently that's not right.
You're correct. That's not right. So I need to know who's on the lease. I mean, how do you expect me to go over there and help you if I don't know where you're at?
Well, I don't need help. I was just hoping I could come over and borrow a ladder.
But you can't get out the door, so how are you going to come over and borrow a ladder?
I mean, eventually. And also, eventually maintenance is going to need to look at the electrical because I sliced through a few electrical lines.
Okay, well, you need to let me know what apartment you're in so that we can take care of this matter.
Well, I just told you. I don't know. We'll figure it out eventually.
Well,
I can just call
what's
back.
What's the number of the person that's on the lease so I can call them?
Oh, I only have his burner phone number.
His burner phone number?
Yeah. That's really, I don't even know if his name's really Chad, to be honest.
So you're living with somebody who you don't know what their name is?
Well, I don't have a lot of choices because I'm a registered sex offender, so it's hard for me to get an apartment.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Roy, still.
Roy, and what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
And you're in 3A building? Which building are you in?
Yeah, but I don't have to register to live here on the sex offender list because I'm technically not living here. I'm just staying on the couch.
Actually, you do.
No, I don't. I'm here temporarily.
But that's not authorized, Roy.
I have my address listed as a homeless shelter.
Okay, but that's not authorized. You're not authorized to live here. You're not authorized to tear down a wall. You're not authorized to put in a fireplace.
I just sleep on the couch.
But you're not a resident. You're an unauthorized person.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter because I'm not living here.
Okay, but I need to speak with the person on the lease.
Okay, that's probably Chad, I would think. But there's another guy that lives
probably
here, too.
Probably Chad.
So I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I just stay on the couch. I'm not really living here.
Why don't you go ahead and come to the office and get a ladder?
What size of ladder do you have?
What size do you need? We have a long enough ladder to go inside your apartment.
Okay, just to get on the roof, you know, because I have to finish the chimney from the top once it gets up that high.
Okay.
And do you have any extra drywall?
Yeah, we should have some here in the shop.
Okay, because I thought I'd be able to reuse this stuff, but I broke it up into pieces pretty bad.
Okay.
Okay, and joint compound? Do you have joint compound?
We should.
Okay, and paint?
I'd rather send maintenance over there with you so we can assess the whole situation.
No, I work better alone.
Okay. But you're not a resident, and you're not allowed to do those types of things in the apartment.
Okay. Well, maybe it's best that you don't know my apartment number then. I'll just forget the call, okay? Because I didn't know. I thought it was fine.
It's okay. We'll do a 100% unit walk, and so we can assess all the apartments.
Well, you can't even come in here because we changed the locks.
We can get in.
No, you can't because we changed the locks, and we also have a chain lock.
That's okay.
So you can't just walk in our apartment. It's illegal.
No, it's not. Not if we're in fear of things being
done
in the apartment.
Well, if you have to break in, that'd be illegal. You're breaking and entering. I know the law.
If we send notice that we need to get into the apartment due to an emergency,
there's no emergency. Everything's
fine.
Everything's fine. As soon as I get the chimney up, it's fine. I just have to hook up these joist things to the chimney.
Okay.
So you can't come in. Like, the lock's been changed, so it's pretty much impossible.
It's not, but okay, Roy.
It is. You don't know what you're talking about because you're a woman.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, whatever. If you think that's funny, I don't care.
Okay.
You're not able to operate anything more complicated than a blender.
All right, Roy. You have a great day.
You too. Merry Christmas. Wow. I don't know if she believed me or not. Hard to say on that one. But I think this is a perfect time to do a few voicemails and see what you guys have to say.
Hey, Roy. Wally calling from Australia. I just wanted to say you're a wanker. Absolute wanker.
Wow.
I love the show. Do me a favor. Get Stop. Some concrete and swallow it, eat it, and harden the fuck up, you wanker. See ya. Bye.
All right. I will eat some concrete just for you.
Hey, Brad. It's Slim Venom calling. Just got to say that you need to do some Foursquare check-ins. It's been way too long.
I know.
Way too long since you've done Foursquare check-ins.
I've tried. I've tried so many times to do Foursquare check-ins, and they just never seem to work out anymore. I guess I need to try harder, because I know they're still possible, obviously, because people are checking in. I'm going to put that in my notes. I promise. I will put that in my notes, and I will do a Foursquare show soon. Or at least do some Foursquare calls during a show.
Just cactus, motherfucking cactus. You know, I've been also got an announcement. Been calling up Meijer on gas stations, saying I'm from corporate and getting customers to do a survey and getting them to say Meijer is the cactus. And I also turned the coffee cup inside out. All right, peace, motherfucker.
Okay, thanks. Meijer is the cactus.
Hey, Brad. RBCP Roy, whatever it is you like to be called. Just want to say, listen, a couple of years, wish I could be a supporter, but I'm broke. Anyway.
I wouldn't support me either. What do I do, like one show a week now, if you're lucky?
Show, keep it up. You're fucking awesome.
Thanks.
You're the best, man.
Grammar Nazi time, okay.
Hey, Corbin.
G-Ed, Carlito, and I, not me, G-Ed.
I say what I want.
It's always
whatever.
The other people first, and then I as last.
But I'm more important than the other people, so I say myself first, and I say me instead of I.
In the preposition.
Because I'm a rule breaker, goddammit. All right, thanks, Corbin guy.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
So
it's
I totally
forever.
Have a joke for you. Okay, here's the joke. Why was the operator charged with adultery?
I don't know. Why was the operator charged with adultery?
Because he was caught phonicating.
Ah, ha, ha. Good one.
Okay, that's all for today. Bye.
That was the best, Olga. Much better than that other guy that always steals all of your jokes.
Hey, Brad. I usually fall asleep listening to your show, but I wanted to see if maybe I could wake myself up with a voicemail. I'm going to try this out. Joe, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Okay, I hope it worked.
Rubric the Monkey Boy here. Couple of things. Number one, you should just randomly start answering your voicemail phone when people are calling to leave it. Cause,
no way.
Speaking for myself and myself only, that would scare the shit out of me.
Oh, okay. You put it like that, maybe I will. Maybe I should set up a special phone here in the room that rings when people leave voicemails and I can just pick up whenever I'm around.
Especially since it's 10:04 right now and I'm driving on a lonely, long road. And if you just answer and said, hey, pick up the phone. Pick up the fucking phone. Or, no, actually, you would be saying,
hang up the phone, dummy.
Anyway, number two, the old guy that you played a couple of times, you said it had a cartoony voice. You played in the last couple of shows. I know why you say in cartoon. It's in the back of your head. It's hadn't pulled it out, and I'm going to tell you what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the lead elf from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You remember?
Nope.
Dentist! sounds just like him. That's why you're saying he's got a cartoony voice. Sounds just like him. Play
that
him.
Could be it.
Side by side next show. That would be fucking awesome.
No, that's too much work. I'll take your word for it. I don't remember much about that movie, but I'm sure you're right.
You're a sick bastard, Dave. That's what I call to tell you. You're a sick, cock-sucking, lying, perverted bastard, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
You're the one that's probably winking at kids, Dave. And while you're listening to his voicemail, you're probably jacking your little Peter right now, Dave.
How'd you know?
Brad Carter. I was just thinking,
always thinking.
You know how the tone of a ringing phone is, synthesized out of two very specific tones.
Oscillating tones.
So I figure it should be, like, really quite straightforward to write a program that can easily scan through an audio file, find all the sections of ringing phones, and either remove it entirely or cut it down to one ring like you do when you're editing by hand. So I want to know, if this were to exist, would you use it? And
oh, yeah, nice try trying to get malware on my PC. I'm on to your tricks.
You think all of the hobos on PCN who don't edit their shows, do you think they would use it? Because I have heard people complaining about that.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Thought I might be able to do some good with that. Okay, bye, Brad.
It is a good idea. I like the idea, but I would probably never use it myself because I heavily edit my shows. It's not just the ringing. Because even if it took the ringing out, there would be all those silences in between. I mean, I guess you would need to make a program to take out the silences also. But even that's not enough for me. I edit so much out of my shows that I just don't trust software to do it. I have to do it myself. I'm a control freak. But maybe some of the other hosts on PCN would be interested in something like that. Because PCN will always have hosts. It's not like PCN's going anywhere. Right? Right?
Hey, Brad. It's Jedi Master Ken, and see how you're doing, maybe, because I saw that you got some snow over there.
What?
Some snow.
Snow?
I don't know when.
We get snow here.
When you're going to get this, but hopefully you do.
It rains all the time.
This is probably like next 2 months later from now.
This was left 3 weeks ago, so I'm not that far behind.
Well, bro, calling you bro, Brad. Hope you're okay, man.
Yeah, I'm okay from all that snow we got. It was a lot of snow. Okay, voicemails are over. Back to the show. I think we need to step things up a notch for the rest of these apartment calls, so during the break, I loaded up my soundboard with a bunch of sound effects of construction, hammering and sawing. Like, I have this one, got hammering sounds, got that hammering, which is breaking glass as he hammers. Another hammering sound, then we got the power tools. And the handsaw, and a jigsaw, and then just a bunch of general crashing sounds, like glass breaking. Here's one. Well, holy crap. Junk crashing, what that one's called. And I got about 60 sound effects from my giant sound effects directory and put them on my tablet, and they're all loaded up, so I can just go crazy and hit all of these at once. I think, is that all of them? I think it only allows me to load maybe 10 at a time. But still, this should make things more believable, I think. So, let's get started. Let's call some more apartments. Tell them about my chimney fireplace thing. By the way, Dust Bernadette claims that was his idea during a live show. I forget who told me to say that. But Dust Bernadette claims it was him, but we all know he's a known liar, so it's probably not. But if it is, thanks to Dust Bernadette for the chimney fireplace idea. Oh my god, shut off these sound effects. Alright, there, that's better. But really, fuck Dust Bernadette's idea. Let's go back to doing some Airbnb calls to finish the show up with.
Thank you for choosing Sendero Ridge Apartments. This is Laura. I can help you.
Hey there, this is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I just have a question.
Yeah, how can I help you?
I was wondering if you could tell me the color code of the paint, because we put up a bunch of new walls this week and we need to paint them.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. I wouldn't know that. I would have to ask one of our maintenance men. Which walls are they?
What was the wall separating the living room and the bedroom? We removed that wall, and then we divided both rooms up into five separate rooms. We're doing the Airbnb thing.
What apartment are you in?
618.
I have to find out.
Find out what?
And I'm going to have to call you back on it because I don't know what colors they are.
Oh, okay.
No.
And also there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're in apartment 628. 618 is the one below us because
you're in 628.
Yeah, 628. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say 618.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no problem.
But yeah, we dropped a big pile of bricks onto the floor and it went straight downstairs. Have they complained yet?
Not that I'm aware. No, not that I know of.
Okay, because we're doing brick walls so that there's not a lot of noise issues in between the Airbnb tenants.
Okay. They haven't complained. Not that I know of.
Okay, because it was one of those big stand things of bricks, and it just completely fell over. It's for the fireplace. We're building a fireplace here.
You're building a fireplace?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. Yeah, we're putting.
Did you talk to Cynthia about any, like, any changes to the apartment?
Who? Oh no, no, I don't think she would.
Our manager
would have let us.
No, you can make any changes.
Oh no, we've already started. We've divided up. We're dividing up all the rooms into separate rooms because we want to. We're gonna rent the rooms out on Airbnb.com.
Okay, but that's not something you can do, though. You'll have to talk to Cynthia.
Oh, no, it's already done. Airbnb.com says it's okay. It's within the legal limits here in Texas.
Okay. Oh, she's not in right now, so I'm going to have to have her call you back.
No, I don't need her to call me back. Ooh. I was just hoping to get that paint code. And also, they're probably going to need maintenance down in 618.
Okay, I'll let him know in a little bit. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, we should be. I mean, somebody will answer the door. We have a lot of contractors in here right now doing work for us.
Okay, 628, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What was that? Something just fell again.
Sorry, you're breaking up a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Something just fell. I think more of the floor caved in downstairs.
Okay, what apartment are you in again? 628?
We're in 628. 618 is the one. They have a dog down there. Yeah. It's like barking up at us and stuff.
And your name?
My name is Roy.
Are you on the lease, Roy?
No, I just stay on the couch.
Okay. Alrighty, well, I'll let one of our guys so they can go by there.
Okay, well, do you know what they're going to do? Like, are we going to be charged for what happened downstairs? Because it wasn't our fault.
Yeah, like I said, I'll have one of the guys go by there in a minute.
Okay, well, I don't see why you're getting an attitude with me.
All right, thank you. I'm going to have to call you back.
But why? Okay, you don't even know my number.
I have if you're telling me you're in 628, I have your info right here.
Okay, well, that's his burner phone number. I don't know if that even works anymore. Because
that's whose number?
That's a burner phone. He goes through a lot of phones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll have to call you back on this number that I have here. Thank you.
What number do you have?
I can give you that information.
You can? Okay,
I'll let
one
of our guys know.
What is it if you can?
I can give you the number, though. I'll call you back in a bit.
I know. You just said you can. What do you mean? You're not going to?
Thank you.
You said you can.
Thank you.
Why'd you say you can if you're not going to? God. All right. Next one, I guess. She just didn't care at all.
Happy holidays. Thank you for calling the Warren. This is Raven. How may I help you?
Hey, Raven. I'm a tenant here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question.
Yes.
I was just wondering, do you know, we're going to change the front door locks. We're going to change them into combination locks. so that all of the Airbnb customers can get in when we're not here?
Mm-hmm.
And do we just need to give you the new combination? And do you want these old doorknobs back with the old-fashioned locks?
Let me see. Let me pass you to the manager, okay?
Oh, okay.
Who are you holding for?
The manager?
Yes, I am the manager. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. I'm an attendant here. I just needed to find out. We're changing the lock on the front door. We're putting a combination lock so that the Airbnb customers can get in.
What?
The Airbnb customers, so they can get in when we're not here, because there's going to be a lot of them going in and out. So do you need this old doorknob back?
No, but we're not allowed. You're not allowed to make lock changes.
Oh, I know. We're going to give you the combination, too, so you can get in whenever you want.
Well, what apartment are you calling from?
I'm in 225.
25?
225.
225?
Yep.
No, I don't have a 225. Are you calling the Warren Inn?
2225?
The Warren Inn.
Yeah, the Warren Inn on Fredericksburg Road.
225?
Yeah, that's the one.
No. 225.
You're not on Fredericksburg Road?
I'm on Fredericksburg Road, but I don't have a 225.
Oh, I could have sworn that's what it said on the front of on the door here. Fucking apocalypse, you know?
Hold on. Let me make sure something. Hold on. What is your name? What is it under?
Oh, I don't know who actually is the leaseholder here. I just stay on the couch. But we're converting the entire apartment into an Airbnb apartment. So we've cut down some of the walls, and we put up more walls and doors. Like, the living room is...
From what? You said 225?
Yeah. And we've turned the living room into four separate living units for people to spend the night. No. Yeah, we have. What do you mean, no?
I'm trying to think. Well, 225, where are you on 5050 Fredericksburg Road?
Yeah, that's the one. I'm on the first floor.
And you said it's... What?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what apartment you're talking. 225 is occupied by a lady.
Well, you just said there wasn't a 225.
I have a 225. But I knew it was hers. I know this lady that's been there for, 15 years.
Yeah, well, there is a lady that lives here. Is that the one? I don't know. I just stay on the couch.
Can you come to the office?
We've been doing work here all week. We ripped out some walls, and we put up new walls so that they'll all be evenly spaced, you know, for the Airbnb customers.
I don't know that you've been doing 5050 Fredericksburg.
Yeah, that's the
Warren
one.
Warren Inn and Village.
Yeah, of course. I've been staying on the couch for about 6 months now.
But I don't have is it a one bedroom or what is it?
Well, now it's eight bedrooms because we've removed the living room and the kitchen, and it's just a bunch of bedrooms now. But anyway, none of this matters. Who cares? I just want to find out.
It doesn't matter because you're saying 225. 225 when we hit the 50-50 at the Warren Inn is not a... Is their studios.
Yeah, but we've converted it into a bunch of really tiny rooms with tiny beds for Airbnb.
Let me find out for my maintenance manager, but I need to know
for Airbnb,
the right apartment.
It's for Airbnb.
You're saying you're 225.
Do you know what Airbnb is?
Airbnb? No.
Oh, look it up on the internet. Airbeaten. It's on the internet. It's people that want to stay in a hotel. It's basically we're making it like a hotel, but it's really tiny rooms.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, let me find out, and if you want to call me back in 30 minutes.
Okay, we've already put a lot of money into this, so we can't really...
No, but I'm trying to find out if you're calling the right place.
Well, I've told you about a billion times.
Because we haven't had no construction with Airbnb doing... In a studio, eight little rooms in a studio.
I know, it's they're stacked on top of each other, like those Japanese hotels. They're just like pods, you can crawl in and sleep and stuff.
No, I don't know.
You never been to Japan?
No. I've been here 11 years, never heard of that, so I'm telling you.
All right. Okay, well... So you don't want the doorknob, is that what you're saying, basically? You just don't care?
I don't know, you gotta come to me and tell me what...
I'll give you the combination.
I mean, I don't know what apartment you're talking about. I need to actually physically see who you are.
Apartment 225. And the combination, if you want to write it down, it's 2539.
No. Well, let me find out and you can call me back.
Oh, I probably won't call back. If you don't want the combination. I already gave you the combination. That's all I needed to do.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've told you everything I'm talking about. So
I know, but it's not making any... as far as I know, I don't have any construction going on in any of my apartments right now.
Well, we're being
especially
quiet.
The ones that are occupied.
We're being quiet about it. We don't want to disturb the neighbors.
But 225 is an elderly lady.
Yeah, I know that lady. She's going to stay in one of the pod rooms.
Well, I'll find out.
You'll find out what?
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, so...
Okay, whatever.
You know, I'm going to find out from my maintenance manager if he's heard anything, or I'm going to go talk to the lady that lives in 225. So
no,
you'll see me over there.
We've been really quiet. We don't want to get anyone in trouble, you know?
No, that's fine, but I need to know what's going on in my apartment.
I've told you what's going on. We're going to rent out to Airbnb customers.
But
everything's fine.
225 is not... That's something we don't do here, so...
Oh, no, you don't do it.
We
do it, though.
Rent like a motel.
We're going to make a lot of money this way.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but we don't... As far as I know, there's nothing like that going on in my apartment.
No, it's happening. I'm like here in 225 right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was a lot of fun confusion, I guess. I hope the sound effects aren't too loud. I'm probably not going to know if they're too loud until I go back and edit the show. I don't think they're too loud. They don't sound too loud to me. And since I'm not doing a live show, I can't really ask the chat room. Why was she telling me there's no apartment 225 when there was a 225? She's such a liar.
Thank you for calling Silverado Creek. This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. I just have a question. I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
Uh-huh.
And I just wondered if you need... We changed our front doorknob into a combination lock. So do you want this old doorknob and the keys?
Well, we do need to have a copy of the lock that you have.
Well,
whatever we need to enter the home for emergency or to do work orders.
Yeah, well, it's a combination, so I would give you a combination. You just use that to get in. It's for our Airbnb customers. There's going to be a lot of customers coming in and out at all times of the day and night.
I'm sorry, you said you're a current resident?
Yeah, I'm in apartment 264.
254,
Two six four, yep.
Okay, 264. And you guys switched the doorknob out for a combination entry?
Yeah, for the Airbnb customers, because there's going to be a lot of people going in and out at all times of the day and night.
I'm sorry, sir. I really don't understand the purpose you're trying to explain to me.
Oh, we've converted all of the apartments into separate bedrooms. I mean, all of our rooms into separate bedrooms. So we have like 8 bedrooms in here now, very small bedrooms. And it's for Airbnb customers.
please excuse my stall here.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out how you converted your unit into what you're explaining to me.
Oh, we took out a few walls, but we put up new walls in place of them. Like the living room, it's not a living room anymore. It's now 3 separate living units. You know, they're very small, and they just have a bed in them, pretty much, and a dresser in each unit.
Okay, and you converted 264 into this.
Yeah.
Are you guys there currently?
Yeah, it's for Airbnb. We're going to be renting out all of the rooms like a hotel.
Airbnb.
Yep.
Okay. Have you spoke with our district manager, Katie Box, by chance?
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, she is the district manager. She runs this property and a few others in the Elk Grove area. this does sound like something that you would need to receive approval on, so I just wanted to confirm to see if you have done that.
Oh, no, it's too late. We've already started. It's almost finished. We're just kind of putting the finishing touches on right now.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and give me that combination whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 2539.
2539, and every room has this access, or is that just for the entry door?
The entry door is 2539, but the other eight apartments inside the building, they all have their own combination. But we can only give those to Airbnb customers.
Okay. May I ask your name one more time here?
Sure. My name is Roy.
Roy. Okay, Roy. And you're... and apartment 264.
Yeah, I'm sorry about all the noise in the background. They're removing the kitchen right now.
Okay. 264. I don't have a Roy underneath that. Are you sure you're calling the right place? This is Silverado Creek Apartment.
Oh, yeah, on Bruceville Road. I just stay on the couch. I'm not actually on the lease.
Okay. I don't believe that this is actually something that would receive an approval, Roy. To be very honest with you,
It's already done.
You have to receive an approval.
Oh, no, I'm not calling for approval. It's already done. I mean, it's almost done. Should be done by the end
of
this week.
So you're just calling to report that this has been done?
Well, no, I was just calling to let you know the new combination in case the maintenance workers need to get in for some reason.
Right, okay. Okay, well, I made note of our conversation, and I'll be sure that the district manager is aware of everything so that you guys don't have any later clash.
Okay.
And that that everyone can be on one accord here.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I don't see why you seem so amused by it all. We're just trying to run a business here.
Oh, right, but that's something that, honestly, I don't believe you're able to do. There's several things that take into account when you're trying to run a business throughout your rental. There is an agreement that's in place, and as I've mentioned, you do have to get certain things approved, and I believe that this is one thing that has to be approved, being that you're totally reconstructing the unit, it sounds like.
We'll put it back when we move out, but we're probably going to be here for a really long time.
Okay, well, again, I'm going to go ahead and just reiterate the conversation to Katie Box, whom is the district manager, and see how she wants to move forward with the information that I have. But I am going to give you a heads up that I do not believe this is something that is permitted on our community. So
just
be fully aware of that now that you've officially reported everything to us, okay? But I do have the code number, and if this is something that we can continue to move forward, then Katie will be the one to approve
okay.
that.
Okay, well, I mean, if they're going to give a shit about it, we'll just change the combination so they can't get in anymore. You know?
And I'm sorry, Roy is your name?
Yeah, Roy.
Okay, Roy. My name is Keisha. I'm the leasing consultant here, so I don't have all the answers. But again, I will definitely see how we're going to move forward, okay?
Do you spell your name with a dollar sign? Like,
no, my name is Keisha.
Like K-E dollar sign H-A?
No, not like the artist. Just Keisha. K-E-I-S-H-A.
Oh.
The leasing consultant.
Not as cool
yes,
as
sir.
Kesha. Just checking. All right.
All righty, Roy. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She was too nice. Damn it. What a crappy show this is.
Omri Park, can I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Okay, what unit are you calling from?
607.
Okay.
And I was just, I was putting a fireplace in for Christmas into the wall, and when I tore the top part of the wall down, some of the ceiling caved in.
Huh?
So I was just wondering...
Wait. You're a tenant here in Unit 607?
That's correct.
What's your name?
Roy.
Okay, you must be calling the wrong complex.
Why do you say that? That's what everyone
because
says.
Because Unit 607 does not have a Roy in it.
Oh, well, I just stay on the couch, is all. I'm not on the lease.
Who lives in the apartment?
Several people, like Chad and Susan and stuff.
Yeah, you have the wrong complex.
Well, no, I don't. It's on Power Inn Road, right?
Yeah, but yeah, I don't. This is Aubrey Park Apartments. There's no Chad. It's not even. That's not who lives in Unit 607.
Okay.
So, are you here at the property now?
Yeah, I'm in apartment 607.
Okay, come into the office.
I'm putting a fireplace into the living room.
You're putting a fireplace into the living room. You're clearly calling the wrong. Come on into the office. Thank you.
Why are they laughing in the background? This is just not working out today, is it? I don't know why. At least I made a bunch of people in an office laugh.
Thank you for calling Patterson Place. This is Kay. How may I help you?
Hi, Kay. It's
Hello?
This is Roy. I'm staying in the apartment. I'm a tenant here in apartment 2.
Oh, okay.
And I just have a
How
question.
How can I help you?
Well, I needed to know. I changed my doorknob into a combination lock. And I was wondering if you need this old doorknob back.
I'm sorry, what did you change?
We took the doorknob out and we replaced it with a combination lock.
Okay, I'm going to have to double check your lease because I'm not sure that we allow outside doorknobs to be installed.
Outside doorknobs? What's
because
that mean?
In the event, what's that?
It's got to be outside. It's for the outside of the door.
And what building and apartment do you live in?
Building 5290, apartment 2.
You live at Patterson Place apartment?
Yeah, on Patterson Avenue.
And what was your last name?
Gerbel.
This is not ringing any... Can you spell that last name for me?
Gherbil. I wouldn't be on the lease, though. I just stay on the couch here. It's probably Chad.
Well, you would have to be on the lease in order to live here.
Oh, I'm not really living here. I'm just staying here on the couch for a few months.
Who is the leaseholder?
Well, I just know Chad. He's my dealer, but I don't think he's on the lease either. I think it's probably the other lady that's here sometimes.
Okay. This phone call's a little peculiar. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Okay. What's peculiar about it?
Well, the fact that you're sleeping on someone's couch and you mentioned a dealer and you changed the doorknob, are you sure you're calling for Patterson Place Apartments in Santa Barbara, California?
Yeah, I've been here for 2 months now.
And what is your address?
You just told me. It's 120 Patterson Avenue.
I didn't tell you our office address.
I don't know. I live in building 5290.
We do not have a building 5290 here.
Oh, the hell you don't, because Apocalypse, he told me, 5290. Hello?
Are you still there?
Why am I on speaker now? She hung up on me because I called her out about being on speaker. What the hell? All right. Got to blame Apocalypse for that one.
Can I help you?
Hi, is this the apartment building?
Yes.
Okay, hi. I'm a tenant here.
And you are?
I'm a tenant here. I just have a question.
Yeah, your name?
My name is Roy.
Who?
Roy.
I don't think I have a tenant named Roy.
Well, I just sleep on the couch. I'm not actually on the lease.
Which unit are you in?
D, on the second floor.
D, what number?
1381.
1381 D?
Yep, that's it. Whoa, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
That's okay.
Your name is Roy.
Yes, Roy.
And you live in 1381D.
Yep, still.
I know who lives in there. So how can I help you?
Well, if you know who lives in there, why are you asking?
Okay, if you're just calling me for whatever reason and you don't have a genuine reason...
I have a reason.
Please hang
I'm
up.
Trying to tell it to you.
So what is it? I don't think, because the very first thing you said, that you're a tenant that lives here, I don't have a tenant named Roy.
Okay, whatever. I sleep on the couch. If you don't consider me a tenant, whatever. I sleep on the couch, though.
Okay, and 1381D.
Yes.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Well, I was taking out one of the walls because we're converting the living room into Airbnb units.
And are you sure you're calling the right office?
Yes, I'm sure. Are you going to repeat my address to me about 100 more times to make sure?
Maybe just call back.
Call back when? Like right now? All right, fine. I'll call back.
Thank you for calling Villa Garcia Apartments, managed by Manny Manny.
She tells me to call back and then doesn't even pick up. What a jerk. I think this is going to have to be the end of the show today, though, because it's 3 o'clock my time, which means all these apartments he sent me in Texas, they're probably not going to pick up anymore because it's after 5 over there. And I called all of the California ones that Apocalypse sent, which I either got no answer or they just won't believe me. So that's the end. It's over, I guess. The show is officially over. And it's all Apocalypse's fault for not sending me more California numbers, but I'll have to do another show earlier in the day. It's kind of late in the day right now to be doing this. And we'll call some more apartments and stuff. But I don't know, I should probably just take a break from apartments for a few shows. Because I've done 2 shows in a row now. Have any of you ever heard of a really old movie? It's from right around 1990 or so. And it was called Pacific Heights. And it starred Michael Keaton. And he was the original tenant from hell. He was really amazing. He rented an apartment, I think it was in San Francisco. And he moved in illegally to begin with. You know, squatter's rights and all that, I guess. But then he started doing all this insane construction work inside. He started breeding cockroaches so that they would get into the other tenants' rooms. He was basically just trying to drive the landlords crazy, which he did a really good job at. And this isn't a comedy, it's more like a thriller. He kept doing things to make the landlords angry. He got one of the landlords, it was a wife and husband couple. He got the husband to shoot him with a gun because he knew that would help his case and let him stay in the apartment longer. And he boarded up all the windows, he removed the kitchen and made creepy phone calls. He's the original tenant from hell, Michael Keaton. That is everyone's homework assignment for today's show. You need to go find the movie called Pacific Heights. I think it's from 1990. I just checked on Netflix and it's not on there. So you'll have to go to your local Blockbuster Video and rent it. No, just kidding. You'll have to torrent the movie probably, if it's even on a torrent. Or however you get movies. You should watch Pacific Heights, which should have been named The Tenant from Hell. That's everyone's homework assignment. And then I want everyone to send me a movie review of Pacific Heights. Maybe we should bring back movie night just so we can watch Pacific Heights together. The show is over now, and it's all Buster C's fault that nobody really got angry today. I mean, there was a little bit of confusion, but not any real anger. Well, except for that lady who I said that she didn't know how to operate anything more complicated than a blender. I think she got a little upset, but she deserved it. But don't worry, I will be doing another show this week to make up for today's shitty show. So keep an eye out for that, and keep an eye on Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. That's where I usually announce the live shows when they happen, because I think a live show needs to happen this week. If you're not supporting the show, you should be. You can support it by going to phonelosers.org/cactus, or going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Personally, I think the better way to support the show is by going to phonelosers.org/cactus, because then you get immediate access to the secret shows. And with your support, I can probably do more shows. You know, right now I only do maybe a half a show a week, sometimes one show a week. Who knows? With your support, maybe I can do a show and a half a week. Maybe even 2 shows a week. We can only hope, right? So support the show. Go to phonelosers.org/cactus. And maybe someday we'll have 2 shows a week. No promises, but it could happen. Once again, thank you, Buster, for sponsoring the show this week. Be sure to add Phone Losers on facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, and youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. If you prefer to listen to your audio shows on YouTube, which apparently a lot of people do, you can go to youtube.com/phonelosersshows, and pretty much every show that I do is uploaded to YouTube. But that's really dumb to listen to audio shows on YouTube. You should be using a podcast app where the shows automatically show up on your cell phone and alert you when a new show's out. Search your app store for a podcast and then search for Phone Losers of America or The Snowplow Show or whatever I have it listed under this week. And don't forget to do your homework. It's called Pacific Heights, 1990-ish. You know you want to watch a 25-year-old movie.
I moved into my new apartment at the end of February, surprised to find out that the water was free. The lady in the office says it's included in the rent. Use it as much as you want. I had their total consent. Now I'm saving extra money on the monthly expenses, filling up my bottles of water as fast as my sink dispenses. I flush the toilet 7 times every time that I pee. I may as well. It helps my local water municipality. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. I bought a fountain for my living room, and man, it is beautiful. It's nearly 8 feet tall and has a full working waterfall. I ran the water lines through the walls under my bathroom sink. It runs 24 hours a day and hardly ever even leaks. I have a black market shower head for better pressure while showering, which I leave running all the time, making the bathtub self-cleaning. I've got free air conditioning using the ice from my fridge with copper tubes on a fan wrapped around the front of it. But running the fan all the time used up too much energy, so I'm using a water-powered turbine just to keep the fan spinning. And cooling the ice from the freezer made my power bill higher, so I've made another turbine using parts from my dryer. With a water reservoir hidden out on my balcony, I'm piping water through a generator for free electricity. I flush trash down my toilet to save money on garbage bags, which is really convenient because it's such a long walk to the dumpster, man. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And I know the landlord would have a fit if he knew I ran my washer for the hell of it. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And I wish I wasn't on the second floor because water's leaking from my reservoir.
Excuse me? You installed what on your wall? Are you insane? Why would you do that? You've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
I've got a dam in my kitchen that can power my oven and runs my KitchenAid mixer at the push of a button. There are tracks carrying water that just go on forever, running all over the walls. It looks like something by MC Escher. I'm selling bottled ice water at major sporting events, making more than enough money than I need for my rent, quenching the thirst of the fans, helping them deal with the heat. I'm giving the Aquafina man a fucking run for his money. My brother-in-law is paying me $50 to fill his pool with 25,000 gallons of water, but when I'm not building a model rainforest in my bathtub, I'm mailing bottles of clean water all the way to Africa and doing scientific experiments with foil and gallium, mixing them carefully with water so I can make hydrogen. I hope my city doesn't mind losing their water monopoly because I've applied for a permit to start my own water company.
Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And the clothes I'm wearing now are really clean because they're in the washer almost constantly. Free water every single day at OPU Apartments in Green Bay. And it's been fun trying brand new things like full-scale model ice sculpting.
I've never heard of anything so ludicrous.
Okay.